From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump says major sanctions will be imposed on North Korea following the North's test of an intercontinental ballistic missile that experts say is likely capable of hitting anywhere in the U.S. mainland. In a tweet on Wednesday, Trump said he spoke with Chinese President Xi Jinping about the so-called provocative actions of North Korea. He again promised the situation will be handled, but did not elaborate. On Wednesday, North Korea said it had tested a missile tipped with a super-large heavy warhead, which is capable of striking the whole mainland of the U.S. Suspected militants attacked worshippers outside a Shiite Muslim mosque, killing at least one person and wounding four others late Wednesday in the Pakistani capital. Police said four gunmen arrived on motorbikes at the mosque in Islamabad's I-8 residential sector and opened fire on worshippers as they were coming out after offering evening prayers. The world's largest economy shook off the impact of several hurricanes and grew a bit faster than first thought in July, August, and September. On Wednesday, U.S. government experts said the economy expanded at a 3.3% annual rate in the third quarter, which is 0.3% faster than their first estimate. The improved performance of the gross domestic product was partly the result of a healthy U.S. job market, which supports the consumer spending that drives most economic activity. Growth was also helped by a fall in the value of the U.S. dollar and an increase in global growth, both of which boost U.S. exports. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe.